Tunisia's 1973 circular previously obliged non-Muslim men to convert to Islam and provide a certificate as proof before marrying a Muslim woman. Scrapping the decree means that Tunisian women are now free to choose their husbands. But despite the change, many have recently reported difficulties when trying to marry non-Muslims. Khadija Sharif, former president of the Tunisian Association of Women Democrats, talks about the importance of acting in accordance with the law and securing women's rights to marry outside their religion.
The circular is not a law. The personal status code doesn't forbid in any way a Muslim woman marrying a non-Muslim. It has no reference to Islamic law, especially since the proclamation of the code, many interfaith marriages have been validated without obligation to convert to Islam. We, associations and feminists, have demanded equality at all levels, including lifting of the 1973 circular.
Yamin Al-Thabit, head of the Tunisian Association for the Support of Minorities, mentioned some of these problems and how her organization is trying to help.
We've had cases of women who couldn't marry non-Muslim men, so we thought the circular revocation didn't reach some town halls. Then there have been notaries rejecting such marriages on the basis of their principles and personal religious convictions. We follow the legal procedures and raise the attention of the authorities, notaries and mayors. We forward notice of the circular invalidation and they finally apply the law.
In some cases, the notaries who are obstructing interfaith marriages claims to have not yet received or read through the new regulations on such marriages. In other cases, officials have refused out of religious conviction. Rights groups in Tunisia are urging local notaries to apply the law, but changes to the law do not bring about changes to personal beliefs. In the past few months, there has been resistance amongst conservatives, arguing that allowing interreligious marriages is in direct violation of Islamic law. Fatih Layouni, mayor of Kram in Tunis, provoked controversy after calling for all marriage contracts between Muslim women and non-Muslim males to be invalidated. The Tunisian mayor defends his stance, making reference to principle of Islamic Sharia law that forbids a Muslim woman to marry a non-Muslim.
The marriage contract in Tunisia is regulated by the personal status code, where Article 5 stipulates that there are impediments set by Sharia law, that one must refer to provisions of Islamic law. In these provisions, there's a firm impediment set by the holy text that invalidates marriage between a Muslim female and a non-Muslim male.
Zainab, a Tunisian woman, encountered many rejections before she could marry her Italian fiancé Sergio. In her northern city of Hammamet, she tells of her ordeal.
The first notary said, "The law allows you to marry this man, but I'm Muslim, I don't allow it." Same for the second notary. The third one said, "I can officiate this marriage, but the town hall refuses to register it." Then we went around most notaries in Hammamet, and we contacted more by phone. Of course, I felt a lot of anger and bitterness at the time.
The Tunisian Association for Minorities has reported at least two other cases of obstruction to such marriages in August alone. 1 year after the revocation of the 1973 decree, activists in Tunisia are speaking up to denounce breaches of law by reluctant officials, as Tunisian society increasingly accepts interreligious marriages. Alessandra Bajic for Radio France International in Tunis.